Welcome to the Deep Waters Podcast.
We pray that Christ is at the beginning, the middle, and end of all we do. May openness and shalom mark our discussions. As we engage in conversations about the fresh move of God, may our hearts be drawn to unity. And in all things, may this shape us to look more like you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, friends, whatever you're sporting today, whether it's your trendy Stanley or your even more trendy Owala water bottle, because those are really...
They're getting trendy.
They're sweeping the nation right now. Or if you're just old school like me and have a beat-up Corksicle, fill it up and enjoy the Deep Waters Podcast.
They say the use of a reusable container is close to godliness. I don't know. It didn't come out the way I wanted it to.
I liked it.
It's good to reuse a reusable water bottle. Mm-hmm. That's all I was trying to get at.
Because one, I just stay so much more hydrated.
Okay, that did not sound good.
We're off to such a good start.
No, I do stay much more hydrated with a reusable water bottle.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, I assume it's better for the environment than all that plastic. It at least reduces landfill waste by an incredible amount and ocean waste and all that stuff.
But yeah.
It's got to take a lot of energy and resources to make the reusable water bottles too, though.
Stainless steel?
Yeah, I assume. I've never handcrafted stainless steel before, have you?
No, not this month.
Mm. Well, today we're going to be talking on the podcast about how to handcraft stainless steel water bottles. And by that, we mean we're not talking about that at all.
Honestly, today we're not actually going to talk about anything. You probably saw from the title or the duration of this podcast that something's off.
It is an unusual podcast, Jason. Why is that?
We are taking some time from the regular rhythm of the Deep Waters Podcast to rethink a little bit, reflect, find a pond to reflect ourselves in.
And sounds like Narcissus. I'd be careful with that one.
That is true. That is bad. Yeah.
Just play.
So over the past couple of weeks, we've both been feeling this time. Like, it's time to kind of rethink the podcast a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't think we're going to land too far from where we have been.
Yep.
So don't, you know, start drawing your picket signs yet. And put away those pitchforks.
Yeah, honestly.
Put those away.
Spooky.
Yeah. yeah, that's why we're taking a week off. Mm-hmm. We're taking this week and next week off, if that helps you.
Yep. So if you're used to a wonderful Deep Waters podcast episode and you're like at the gym, Bo, we love you. There are a lot of other wonderful podcasts that you could listen to. And we'll tell you to check those kinds of podcasts out this week and next week. We'll be back on Friday, May 10th, with something that's going to feel a little bit new, a little bit fresh. We're going to rewrite our mission and vision for the podcast, even our introductory prayer probably, and just kind of reframe things to give some fresh insight to the podcast. We don't want it to go away, but we do think that it's been, I don't know, has it lost its sense of direction or has it lacked some direction to begin with? Maybe not.
I feel like, maybe just a little bit.
Yes.
More recently, at least on our side of things, as we're putting the episodes together, we felt like the through line that we had at the beginning or even the first year or so, we kind of got to the end of that line.
Yeah.
Is what it felt like. And so
maybe have we like accomplished what we came here to do?
Yeah.
And if you were to articulate what we came here to do and that we accomplished it, like, what is that?
I think you would say it better than me.
All right. Well, put me on the spot. One of my hearts for the podcast was how can we figure out how to create a bridge for people who are coming into River House not knowing what in the world is going on when they first come in. Say, worship has been really challenging for them. Well, go listen to the interview with Becca Biazon and hear her heart, where she came from in her place of worship, and it's going to really help you a lot.
Yeah.
We've created podcast series where we talk about what it means to be a royal priest, what our vision is at a church, at our church, about the spiritual disciplines and the life of consecration, the fivefold ministry. A lot of things that we get questions around feel like they've been answered. And of course, we could talk about cool theological stuff, unpack the Bible, interview all kinds of people forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could just pick one book and we'd never run out of content within Scripture.
True.
But we don't want to just spin our wheels if it doesn't feel like that's where the Lord is breathing. And we are wondering if he gave us an assignment that we have kind of fulfilled to a certain extent.
Yeah. And I think we've both been convicted, for lack of a better term, of just not wanting to be like a noisy gong, like we've said before.
Right.
Not just to put something out, just to put something out. Because, yeah, I think I've just seen that. Yeah, there's just so much content on there. And I don't want to ever be doing something or making something just so, I don't know, we can listen more instead of actually like going out and like being the hands and feet of Jesus as well.
It's good.
And that's even a big part of rethinking this. Well, honestly, we thought about just scrapping the whole thing.
We did.
And making casseroles for people and not saying that we're not going to do that.
Right.
That's kind of just the wrestling that we've been feeling.
It shows you our heart, at least. Because it's like, man, what if the same time that we spent making the podcast, we actually just went and did the things of Jesus?
Yeah.
And then both of us, I think, felt really profound conviction, thinking, holy cats, like, yeah, that's the stuff. Mm-hmm. The world is not lacking in Christian content like ours. So anyway, I'm starting to give you a preview into what we want this to look like, because it's going to be unique to our community. We're not trying to platform ourselves and create some kind of a podcast that is going to be listened to by a bunch of people around the country. There's plenty of incredible resources like that already exist.
Yeah, well said.
But if what you're trying to do is stay connected to our local church here in Boise, Riverhouse Church, seeking to be a community that wants to create a heaven on earth reality, is called to create a heaven on earth reality in our context and around the world by ministering to the Lord, to one another, and to the whole of the earth. Like if that's you, you're here with us, then I think the future of this podcast is a really good fit for you. We hope and we pray.
Come on. That's so good.
And more than anything, we pray that you feel compelled to do the things of Jesus, not just to consume the thoughts around and about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because thinking about Jesus does help. Teaching is super important, and it can't end there.
Yeah.
It has to be incarnate. If we don't have an incarnate faith, then it's not even faith, is what James would say.
Wow.
So we should be careful around this.
That's so good. That's so good. And I also want to say that we have a group of people that have been so dedicated listening to these podcasts, which means a ton, you know, not that it's not for us at all, but like, whoa, it's like the Lord actually used us to do something. I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And we're super grateful.
Yeah.
For your feedback, for your heart, for your intention.
Totally. And yeah. And I think even switching it, I was like, oh, this is a little weird that we might not say this prayer at the beginning anymore. I felt that when I just prayed it at the beginning of this little podcast. So I think it's going to be good to switch it up, but I'm also just very grateful for what it has been.
Amen.
So far. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to the future.
Yep, me too.
So practically, this is all you get this week.
Yep.
And next week, there will be no podcast. Taking a week off, but we'll be back on March 10th. 10th, right?
May 10th.
May 10th.
Which is practically the same thing.
Practically.
Because they both start with an M.
Thank you. That's such a generous way to view
that's
that.
Coming from a dyslexic.
Yeah. May 10th. Mm-hmm. There'll be another Deep Waters podcast out.
May the 10th be with you until then. That was stupid.
No, it was... It was great. This is why we need to rethink some
this
things.
Is, yeah. Actually, what's really happening is Jace is just canceling me.
I'm going to take over the whole thing.
I'm trying to be funny like you.
It was good.
Oh, no, yeah. It wasn't. Don't lie to me.
I mean...
I don't need your lies.
We'll talk about it later, okay?
Well, thank you, friends, for joining us, at least for this little bit. We look forward to the future. And until then, go bake a casserole for someone you know who needs some love. Write a card. Be nice to the person in front of you in traffic.
Yeah. You know? Assume the best in them.
Assume the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pray with earnest. Meet with the living God continuously. Those are the things that this life is all about.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not too complicated.
No, it really isn't. We complicate it.
We do. We build podcasts to talk about the simple life that we're supposed to live.
My bad, God. We're trying, I promise. That's good. Well, until next time, friends.
Shalom. Bye.
Bye.
Crushed it.